Okay. How many of you like to die? Wala. Bihira, no? Lahat gusto umakyat ng langit, pero ayaw mamatay. Hindi po tayo makakaakyat sa langit until we die. Amen? That is something we need to understand. And I would like to reflect on that because this last month of the liturgical year, we are contemplating on death. Nag-umpisa tayo itong November na to, buwan ng November. We are contemplating on death, and even our gospel today speaks about it. We started November with the celebration of All Saints Day. Amen? Then nag All Souls Day tayo. To keep us grounded to the reality of life. The problem with many Christians today, ang gusto nating marinig ay puro lang about enjoyment, you know, prosperity in the Lord, healing in the Lord, so many things, because we like to hear what we can enjoy in life. But we don't want to listen to the hard realities of life, which prepares us. Amen? Ayaw natin makinig doon. That's why when I said, who wants to go to heaven? Halos lahat, di ba? Pero nung tinanong ko, sinong gustong mamatay? Wala. Okay? But we have to realize that death is going to be part of our life's experience. At hindi tayo tinuturuan ng Biblia na iwasan yung kamatayan, but we are being prepared that when the day comes, we will be prepared for it. Amen? Yan ang tinuturo sa atin sa Bible. Now, we are not asking for death to come, but when it comes finally, we are not afraid of it as well. Okay? That's part of life. Now, today I would start with the mystery of our faith. Okay? Can we proclaim the mystery of our faith? Okay, sabay-sabay tayo. The mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Okay? Our faith hinges on those mysteries. Okay? It hinges on the life of Christ, that He died in the past. We remember His death. We proclaim His resurrection, and we await His coming in glory. Christ has died. Christ is risen today and every day in our life. Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Okay? Now, the sad reality is not everyone believed that. Amen? Hindi lahat naniniwala dyan. That's why our gospel today starts with the Sadducees, a group of elite na mga religious people at the time of Jesus. Very elite, but they have a very different understanding of the scriptures. The Sadducees don't believe that there is the resurrection after death. They don't believe in the resurrection. And so they confronted Christ about it. But before we speak of the resurrection, let us talk about death first. Let us reflect on death. Death, the scripture says, is the last enemy that will be conquered. The last enemy. You will have so many enemies in this life. Ang dami mong haharapin na pagsubok. Haharapin na kaaway. You will be battling with sickness. Some of you will be battling with people. Some of you will struggle with so many things in life. Some people, like yesterday, was talking to someone, sabi niya, I'm struggling with old age. Okay, tumatanda na siya. And you know, when we get old, our bodies don't function the way they used to function. Nasanay tayo, di ba? And ang dami ng sakit, pag bumangon ka sa kama, Yun ang iba sa atin, malalaman mo kung may edad ka na kasi pagbangon mo sa kama, ganyan yung lakad mo, di ba? Okay? So hindi ka makalakad ng matuwid. So those are the inconveniences of old age. And it has so many struggles. But then we have to realize that in our life, we will struggle with so many things in life. But in the end, there's only one enemy that you will conquer, and that is death. You will face that. Amen? So what are the things that we need to understand about death? Death, when it comes to you, it does not ask for your permission. Hindi nagpapaalam sa iyo yan. Pag dumating na yung oras mo, it will come. Amen? The hour of death will come upon everyone. Why? We saw that in Christ. Even the Son of God experienced death in His life. Dayaro misteryo igpagtuo. His death is also our experience. His resurrection will be our experience. And His coming again will be part of our experience also. So, death comes to all of us. It will not exempt anyone. All of us will face death later on. Sabi nga sa akin, when you know that death is inevitable, you appreciate everything you have in life. Amen? Mahalin mo na yung pamilya mo ngayon. Amen? Say I love you to your children and to your wife every day, because when that hour comes, you will not be able to say that to them anymore. Amen? Whatever it is the Lord wants you to do, gawin mo na. Because a day is coming when darkness comes, when no one can work anymore. I'm meditating on my work as a bishop, iniisip ko, ang laki ng responsibilidad ng isang obispo. And I will not recommend it to anyone. You know? It's so big a responsibility. Minsan naiisip ko, ano ba itong pinasok ko? Ang laki ng responsibilidad. It's so much work. And I am given only few time to do it. That's why one of the things we have to understand in our life is short. Amen? Sabi nga ni Brother Rex, don't make it shorter. Okay? Life is short. In other words, if you know the things that God would like you to do them today. Start doing them. Kailan mo pa umpisahan yan? Amen? We know that in life, we need to serve God. Amen? We need to serve others. We are not to live for ourselves, we are to live for others. We are blessed by God, and the purpose why God blessed us is so we can be a blessing to others. That's your purpose in life. You are not blessed for the sake of just blessing you. You are blessed because you are a blessing. Amen? Wherever you go, God meant for you to be a blessing wherever you are. Parang ano ka, parang dispenser ng binhi ng Diyos. Wherever you go, the seed of God's kingdom, it comes out of you. Amen? You throw into this world the seeds of the kingdom of God. You sow goodness, you sow kindness. That's why sinasabi sa Bible, never give up. Never get tired of doing good because you are a blessing. Amen? And God will see to it that you are amply and more than enough blessed in your life. So you can be a blessing wherever you go. That's life. And you only have a very short time to do that. Amen? I always tell my children, sabi ko sa kanila, as long as nandito tayo sa mundo, it's your time to shine. It is your time to shine. While you are still in the world, it's your time to shine. To become the person that God wants you to be. To be a blessing wherever you want to go. Now, do not miss the opportunity. Amen? Because a day will come that you cannot do these things anymore. Wala tayong panahon na makipag-away. Wala tayong panahon na magtampo. We don't have the... May mga tao nagtatampo pa sa pamilya nila. Sabi ko, patawarin mo na yan. You don't have time enough. Yesterday, I was called to minister to someone who's already dying. Nag-administer ako ng last rites to that person. And I prayed with that person, okay kami. I prayed for healing. I prayed for finances. I prayed for everything, for peace in her heart. Pero nung sinabi ko sa kanya, if there are people who have offended you, forgive them, ay hindi ita imaw. He closed his eyes, hindi ita imaw magpatawad. Sabi ko, nanay, wala ng oras. You're about to go. And if you do not forgive, you can never enter heaven. That's the truth. That is the hard reality of life. Kung hindi ka magpatawad, hindi ka akyat ng langit. Sino ba nagloko sa'yo na sinabi sa'yo, pwede? Ha? Hindi pwede. You have to forgive. If you do not forgive men their sins, neither will my Father in heaven forgive you of your sins. You have to forgive from your heart. And I talked with that woman, dying na siya, ayaw pa rin magpatawad. Sabi ko, maikli na masyado ang buhay mo, hindi na buwan ang binibilang, hindi na linggo ang binibilang, hindi na araw ang binibilang, oras na lang ang binibilang sa'yo. And still you can afford na hindi ka magpatawad. And when you make that decision, the decision to go to heaven or to go to hell is done here on earth. This is where you decide. And the moment your soul leaves your body, whatever decisions you have to make, wala nang bearing yan. You decide today. If today you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Amen? You have to forgive. Ayaw niya. Sabi ko sa kanya, Lola, gusto mo bang pumunta ng impyerno? Ayaw. Gusto mong umakyat sa langit? Gusto. Kailangan mo po magpatawad? Ayaw. Impyerno yun po yung punta mo? Ayaw din. You have to forgive. So, what I did was to tell her about Jesus who has forgiven her sins. Sabi ko, mas marami po ang kasalanan natin sa Diyos kumpara sa kasalanan ng ibang tao. I have more sins against God. And yet, God forgave me of my sins. God loves you. God has forgiven you of your sins. Yun ang gospel, and that's what I'm telling her. Reminding her always of how good God is and how kind God is to her. And she started to cry. Iyak siya ng iyak na nakita niya, mahal na mahal siya ng Lord. And sabi ko, are you ready now to forgive your enemy? Sabi niya, yes, I am ready. And she forgave. Life is short. Do not make it shorter. The book of Psalms teaches us, sabi ni David, Lord, teach me to number my days. Teach me to number my days, that I may gain a heart of wisdom. In other words, Lord, teach me to know how short my life is so I can be wise. Amen? I can be wise. Don't ever tell a child or a young person, mahaba pang buhay mo, maglakwat siya ka muna. Don't give them that advice. Because you do not know. You do not know how short life is. I always tell children, and I don't tell them na banjing-banjing lang muna kayo, mahaba pa naman yung buhay nyo. No, I always tell them, remember life is short. Become the person that God wants you to be now. Okay? Umpisahan na kagad natin. Who knows, a month, a year, 2 years, 5 years, tapos na yung buhay natin. Okay? That's life. Then we finally come to terms with death. Death will come to all of us, finish or unfinished. Sabi nga ng teacher namin, pass your test papers. Tapos ka o hindi, you have to move forward. Amen? But then, talking about death, Jesus speaks to us about the resurrection also. Kasi kung puro lang death ang nasa isip natin, like the Sadducees, we begin to think that life is only here on earth. Ito lang talaga yung buhay natin. The Sadducees believe that. Yung buhay ng tao, dito lang talaga sa mundo. Amen? And a lot of people believe that. Even Christians believe that. There are many Christians today who believe that this is what life is all about. It's the life on earth. Kaya anong prinsipyo nila? Eat, drink, and be merry, be joyful, for tomorrow you die. Okay? Yun ang philosophy nila. That's what they believe. You live only in this world. And after you die, that's it. No more. No more life for you. That is an example of a person who does not believe in the resurrection. So in other words, gather and hoard as much as you can. Mag-ipon ka ng pera. Enjoyin mo yung pera mo. Gather as much as you can. Live for this world only. And that's it. When you die, tapos na. But that's not the truth. Amen? The Sadducees, they came to Jesus and they confronted Jesus with a very weird question. Okay? To prove to Jesus na walang resurrection, they came to Jesus to prove to him that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question to trap him. And question nila came with a very weird story. The story about a woman who married a man at namatay yung lalaki, and the woman did not have children with that man. And so, according to the law of liberate marriage sa time ni Moses, if a brother dies at walang anak dun sa asawa niya, the next brother will take that woman as a wife so that that man who died would have heirs as well. Okay? And so, ang question ng Sadducees, there was a man who married a woman, he died having no children, so the second brother married, and namatay din yung second brother. The third brother married the woman, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, until all seven brothers who married the woman, the same woman, died also. Iniisip ko lang, grabe naman tong babaeng to. Okay? Patay lahat ng asawa niya. Seven of them. Sa mga lalaki, mag-ingat kayo sa mga babaeng ganyan. Okay? So they died. And this is the question they have with Jesus. Sabi nila, if there is a resurrection, kung totoo talaga may resurrection, on the resurrection day, kaninong asawa siya? Okay? Because all seven of them married that woman. So, kaninong asawa siya? So, it's a very absurd situation. It's a weird situation. That's why sabi nila, it cannot be na meron resurrection. They tried to trap him. Let's see, why si Lord, you know? The Sadducees don't believe all the books of the Bible. They only believe what Moses said. Kaya ang Bible ng mga Sadducees from Genesis, it contains only the five books of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers. Yun lang yung Bible nila. Okay? They don't believe the prophetic books of the Bible. Only the books of Moses. Para sa kanila, yung katotohanan ay yung sinabi lang ni Moses. And so when they confronted Jesus with this question, walang resurrection of life. And Jesus quoted from Moses also. Ginamit niya yung book ni Moses to prove to them that there is a resurrection. And Jesus said to them, to the Sadducees, remember when God spoke to Moses, that is in Exodus. Ayun yung pinaka-Bible nila eh. Yung sinulat lang ni Moses. And God said to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. It is in the present tense. In other words, alam ng mga Sadducees, matagal nang patay si Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when God spoke to Moses. But when God spoke to Moses, He spoke in the present tense. In other words, God considered them alive. They're not dead. And so, they were dumbfounded. Jesus proved to them that there is the resurrection of the life, not only through the scriptures, but in His own resurrection. Okay? So we talk about death. We know death will come. Amen? Amen? Don't try to avoid it. Okay? Don't run away from it. It will come in its time, and it will not ask for your permission. Be ready and be prepared for it. Nasabi mo na ba lahat ng kailangan mong sabihin sa asawa mo, sa mga anak mo? You know, you have to say. Because when it comes, you cannot say those things anymore. But let us also talk of the resurrection. Because if there is a resurrection, then life does not end in death. Amen? I love the words of Saint Therese of Lisieux. When she was already dying, she wrote in her journal, sinulat niya sa journal niya, sabi niya, "I am not dying, I am entering into life." Sabi niya, hindi ako namamatay. I am not dying. But she was already frail, she was already sick, Saint Therese of Lisieux. And when she was about to die, she wrote, she said, "I am not dying. I am entering into life." Why? Because life does not end in death. Death cannot end your life. Your life continues. Amen? Etong maganda. When I was younger, nung bata-bata pa ako, I used to run a lot. When I was first year college in Cebu, I joined the varsity team in swimming. I run every day from school and before school, tumatakbo ako. And now, at my age, I cannot do it anymore. Okay? Masakit na sa tuhod ko, masakit na sa katawan ko. And the doctor said it will do more harm if you go back to running. Sa sitwasyon mo, mas delikado para sa'yo. But how I wish, because I live near the jetty port, malapit yung bahay ko doon, and every day I see young people jogging. Araw-araw nakikita ko nagja-jogging yung mga bata, and they're running. How I wish I could run with them. But that's my past life. Amen? I would not try to go back. I want to move forward. Okay, so how I wish. Now, just imagine this. Pagdating mo ng edad, 70, 80, 90, or some of you may even reach the years of 100, yung pagkain, pare-pareho na yung lasa. Diba? Kaya minsan, pag may mga lola tayong pinapakain, dadalhan mo ng masarap na pagkain, titikman lang lola, tapos sabi ng lola, "Thank you." Tapos na siya, busog na. Bakit? Wala na masyadong lasa yung pagkain sa kanila. You go to the hospitals, yung pagkain, dinadaan sa ilong. You know? So, those are the things. Now, when finally, ganyan yung kondisyon ng katawan mo, finally death comes to you, death does not end your life. Because sabi ni Jesus, "Those who trust and who believe in me, even though they die, they will live." Amen. What is Jesus trying to say? That at that moment, your soul leaves your body, which is already old and worn out and tired. When the soul leaves the body, it goes back to God. Amen. It is now alive to God. And I know when we get to heaven, I know I can run again. Amen? The first 100 years I will spend on running. Yun ang sasabihin ko kay Lord, patakbuhin mo ako, patakbuhin sa langit. You know? The things that you cannot do on earth, suddenly, in the resurrection, there is that release. The things that you don't enjoy, you will enjoy in heaven and much more. Okay? So, I wish I could talk to you about heaven as much as Bishop Ricardo could. No? Ang daming alam si Bishop Ricardo sa heaven. And he talks about it. So from death, there is now life after death. Life continues. But the problem is that we don't have a physical body. Because our bodies, our physical bodies, will remain in the ground. Amen? It will remain in the ground. Our soul will go back to God in heaven. And in heaven, you will start a new life. Panibagong buhay. Amen? It will be a new life. It will be full of adventure. I could not imagine the joys that await us when we finally go back to God in heaven. It's so limitless. The joy and the fun, the love, the peace that you will enjoy there is much more than what we have experienced on earth. And I look forward to that day. Amen? I look forward to that day where I can see my parents, I can see my cousins, I could see my friends who have gone before me, and to be with them again and to enjoy them for all time. Amen? Amen? So, death, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and there is what we call His coming again. What is that? So if there is life, then after death, there is life after death. After that, we will have what we call life after death. Ano yon? It's the time when the Lord returns, our mortal flesh, our bodies will once again rise up from the grave and will reunite with our soul and spirit. Amen? Kaya kung kasama mo ang Diyos, there is no boring moment. Kung naboboring ka na dito sa earth, isipin mo na lang, mamamatay ka rin. And when you die, you get to heaven. When you get to heaven, just as you are just enjoying heaven, hindi ka mabobore sa langit, pero there is still another dimension that we will enter when Christ returns. He will come again, and in His return, our mortal bodies will come to life. Amen? Do you believe that? Some people believe that their soul will go to heaven. Hanggang dun lang sila. But that's not the end of it. Amen? Because we believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Yun ang final stage. Yun ang mystery ng faith natin. Christ has died. Yes, we will die also. We will die with Him and in Him. But He rose from the dead. Christ is risen. We are risen with Christ today. And if death comes to us, we will rise with Him and be with our Father in heaven. And Christ will come again. And I believe that on that day when He comes again, those who are dead in Christ in heaven, their mortal bodies will come to life and there will be a reunion. You will now have a new physical body. What for? Why? Because we're coming back to live on the new earth. Heaven is God's place, and He keeps our souls there until Christ returns. Pero yung mundo, ginawa talaga ng Diyos para sa tao. But there will be a new earth, a new heaven, a new earth, where our mortal flesh, our mortal bodies will walk again. Etong tinatanong ng Sadducees, paano yung mga asawa? Paano kaninong asawa yan? And Jesus said, no. When they come to that age, when they come to that dimension, no one is going to get married anymore. No one will be given in marriage because they will become like the angels of heaven. Amen? It's a different life already. It's a changed life. It is a transformed life. And I look forward to that. Now, in this world, in this age, at this time, ang daming pinagdadaanan yung buhay natin. Ang daming problemang pinagdadaanan. May katapusan yan. Matatapos din yan. Continue to walk with Jesus. Continue to trust in Jesus. Because that day comes, the hour of death, when it comes, it does not end your life. It brings you to another dimension. And that dimension is heaven. You go to God, soul and spirit. Your body rests on earth. And you go to God, you go home to God, and you stay there like 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years. Depende, you'll stay there. But there will also come a day when Christ returns. He will come again. When He comes, our bodies, with the twinkling of an eye, it will come back to life. The resurrection of the body. I will find my body again. Makikita ko na naman yung katawan ko, and you know, I'm going to live in my body, but this time, it's a glorified body. Amen? Amen? Yun ang reflection natin. And I would like you to be aware of that because patapos na yung taon natin. We're coming to the end of the liturgical year. It's ending. On November 23, we'll be celebrating the Feast of Christ the King. That marks the end of the liturgical year. And so as we come to this conclusion, patapos na yung liturgical year na to, let us be mindful of what Christ said about our life. Death is part of our life experience. Don't be afraid of death. Christ has already conquered death. It will not bring you to hell anymore. But we have to be prepared for it. Amen? We have to be prepared for it. When it comes, we are ready for it. Amen? Then, we look forward to the return of Christ, where our mortal bodies will once again rise up and our soul and spirit will come together with our bodies.